generosity, being cool, being calm, not having the greed, not wanting even to remain in the people, wanted to go to isolation because he was looking for the source of light. He didn't want anything else. There is always this exceptional fellow. King remembered and went to him, yes?
He, that is the Amir, went to the noble Imad al-Mulk. He bared his head and fell on the ground, saying, "Let him take my harem together with all that I possess. Let any raider seize my revenue. There is this one horse. My soul is devoted to it. If he take it, I will surely die, O lover of good."
Reading again this one, if you take it. If you take this horse
there,
out of my hands.
There is this one horse. My soul is devoted to it. If you take it, I will surely die, O lover of good.
Yeah.
If you take this horse out of my hands, I know for certain that I shall not live. Since God has bestowed a connection, stroke my head at once with thy hand, O Messiah. I can bear the loss of my women and gold and estates. This is not pretense, nor is it an imposture. If thou dost not believe me in this, try me. Try me in word and deed. Weeping and wiping his eyes, the Imad al-Mulk ran with agitated mien into the presence of the Sultan. He closed his lips and stood before the Sultan, communing with God, the Lord of his slaves. He stood and listened to the Sultan's intimate talk, while inwardly his thought was weaving this: "O God, if that young man has gone the wrong way, for 'tis not fitting to make anyone except thee a refuge, do thou act in thine own fashion, and be not offended with him, although he beseech any prisoner to deliver him."
Ah, okay, what was all this about? The thought in the mind of this Imad al-Mulk is what we are listening to, right? And he will say that, "Oh my God, change this, because this is something that could happen to everyone. Anybody is like this, rich or poor or whatever, because this is that exception. What is the attitude of this living creature? Wanting, begging. Even when you're rich, you need something. Needing is not for the poor only, it's for everyone. Yes?
Because all these creatures are in need. Take all, from a beggar to the Sultan. To seek guidance from candle and wick when the perfect sun is present, to seek light from candle and lamp when the smoothly rolling sun is present, doubtless 'tis irreverence on our part, 'tis ingratitude and an act of self-will. But most minds in thinking are lovers of darkness like the bat."
Ah, this is the trick, because we have the knowledge. We have opened our eyes, but the need is always there. And deep down, this animal of me is like a bat. It doesn't like the light, because it wants only to hunt. That's the simple thing in all of us. Yes?
If the bat eats a worm during the night, the spiritual sun fosters the worm.
This is it. The bat will eat a worm. And bat doesn't like the sun. But what is the source of energy and life in that worm? Comes from the sun. This is a trick. The source of everything is somewhere, and we are busy of looking somewhere else, keeping ourselves busy with feeding and doing our normal stuff. Yes.
If the bat is intoxicated with a worm during the night, by the sun, the worm has been caused to move.
The energy which is in the worm comes from the sun, but the bat doesn't go that deep. We'll just look at it and this is it, this is mine. Humanity is different. We have to look for the real source of everything. Yes.
The sun, whence radiance gushes forth, is giving food to his enemy.
Have you ever thought about that? Bat hates the sun. Okay? What about the sun? Sun doesn't care. Sun will give the worm something which is the food of the bat and will give everybody everything, because let's forget about the time of Rumi. Here now, we know that the source of the energy of life on the earth is the sun. The sun is giving all the energy, isn't it? And doesn't care about who is receiving it. This is an attitude to learn, because that's what we are. Aren't we? We are human beings looking around and finding the attitudes and the thinking and the depth of the problems and everything. So we have to learn from the sun. Yes.
But the royal falcon, which is not a bat, and whose falcon eye is seeing truly and is clear, if it, like the bat, seek increase during the night, the sun will rub its ear in correction.
The sun will reward everyone somehow. But if you are a nasty fellow, it will punish you, because both are there. We are talking not this globe of fire, the sun. When we are talking about the sun, we are talking about the source of light in the universe, right? It could punish you, yes?
And will say to it, I grant that the perverse bat has an infirmity. Anyhow, what is the matter with you? I will chastise you severely with affliction, in order that you may not again turn your head away from the sun.
Because the sun here we are talking about is the prophet, the guider, the source of the knowledge and all of that. As we tell you, you are acting like that birdie, then I will punish you. I will punish you to understand the source of everything, not to be confused and be attracted to your simple desire. That simple desire of the animal should be controlled by you. And if you don't do it, you should be punished. We'll talk about that punishment next long paragraph, next time, inshallah. بود امیری را یکی اسبی گزین در گله سلطان نبودش یک قرین او سواره گشت در موکب پگاه، ناگهان دید اسب را خوارزمشاه. چشم شهر را فر و رنگ او رو بود، تا به رجعت چشم شهر با اسب بود. بر هر آن عضوش که افکندی نظر، هر یکی خوشتر نمودی زان دگر. غیر چستی و گشی و روحنت، حق بر او افکنده بود نادر صفت. پس تجسس کرد عقل پادشاه، کین چه باشد که زند بر عقل را. چشم من پر است و سیر است و غنی، از دو صد خورشید دارد روشنی. ای رخ شاهان بر من بیدقی، نیم اسبم در رو باید بیهد. جادوی کرده از جادو آفرین، جذبه باشد آن نخاصیات این. فاتحه خواند و بسی لاحول کرد، فاتحش در سینه می افزود درد. زان که او را فاتحه خود می کشید، فاتحه در جذب و در جر و دفع آمد وحی. گر نماید غیر هم تنبیه اوست، بر رود غیر از نظر تنبیه اوست. پس یقین گشتش که جذبه زنسریست، کار حق هر لحظه نادر آوریست. اسب سنگین گاو سنگین زبتلا، می شود مسجود از مکر خدا. پیش کافر نیست بت را سانی، نیست بت را فر و نه روحانی. چیست آن جاذب نهان اندر نهان، در جهان تابیده از دیگر جهان. عقل محجوب است و جان هم زین کمین، من نمی بینم تو میتوانی ببین. چون که خوارمشه ز سیران بازگشت، با خواص ملک خود هم راز گشت. پس به سرهنگان بفرمودن زمان، تا بیارن دست رازدان خاندان. همچو آتش در رسیدندان گروه، همچو پشمی گشت امیر، امیره همچو کو. جانش از درد و غبین بالب طالب رسید، جز عماد الملک زنهاری ندید. که عماد الملک بود پای علم، بر هر مظلوم و هر مقتول غم. محترمتر خود نبود زو سروری، پیش سلطان بود چون پیغمبری. بی طمع بود و اسیر و پارسا، رایز و شبخیز و حاتم در سخا. بس همایون رأی و با تدبیر و راد، آزموده رأی او در هر مراد. هم به بذل جان سخی و هم به مال، طالب خورشید غیب او چون هلال. در امیری و غریب و محتبس، در صفات فقر و خلت مرتبس. بوده هر محتاج را همچون پدر، پیش سلطان نافع و دفع ضرر. مر بدان را ستر چون حلم خدا، خلق او برعکس خلقان جدا. بارها می شد به سوی کوه فرد، شاه با صد را به او را من کرد. هر دم از صد جرم را شافع شدی، چشم سلطان را از او شرم آمدی. رفت او پیش عماد الملک را، سر برهنه کرد و بر خواب افتاد. که حرم با هر چه دارم گو بگیر، تا بگیرد حاصلم را هر مغیر. آن یکی اسب است جانم رهن اوست، گر برد مردم یقین این خیل دوست. گر برد این اسب را از دست من یقین دانم نخواهم زیستن. چون خدا پیوستگی داده است، بر سرم مال مسیحا زود دست. از زن و زر و عقارم صبر هست، این تکلف نیست نه تزویری است. اندر این گرمی نداری باورم، امتحان کن امتحان گفت و قدم. آن عماد الملک گریان چشم مال، پیش سلطان در دوید آشفت حال. لب ببست و پیش سلطان ایستاد، رازگویان با خدا رب العباد. ایستاده راز سلطان میشنی، وندرون اندیشهش این میتنی. که خدا گر آن جوان کج رفت راه، که نشاید ساختن جز تو پناه. تو از آن خود بکن از وی مگیر، گرچه او خواهد خلاص از هر اسیر. زان که محتاجند این خلقان همه، از گدایی گیر تا سلطان همه. با حضور آفتاب با کمال، رهنمایی جستن از شمع و زبال. با حضور آفتاب خوشمساق، روشنایی جستن از شمع و چراغ. بیگمان ترک ادب باشد زما، کو Kufrane